This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Welcome to December. Welcome to The Best Football Show. I'm your host, Brian Baldinger. I'm here every day. It's a stretch run. So you can find me at Baldy NFL on every platform out there. I don't care if it's Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, okay, or YouTube, I'm there. And then you can find this daily podcast right here, and just download your free Odyssey app and then like it, subscribe to it, wherever you get those. And we can be in business trying to grow this thing. I've been in here, it's December now, December 2nd. I was in Minnesota yesterday. I'm going to get to that game tomorrow. Let's just start with the premier game yesterday. And that was the Eagles going down to Baltimore. Two power teams. We've never seen a situation where you've got number one and number two and rushing leaders and total yards from scrimmage and Saquon and Derrick Henry. They didn't disappoint. But right now, Philadelphia's defense is the story of this whole league and what Vic Fangio has done. It's really remarkable of how they just choke you out. And it starts with everything. I mean, they really, look. It would help if Justin Tucker was hitting his field goals. No question about it. I'm not denying that they missed opportunities, but the Eagles are forcing those field goal attempts and long field goal attempts, and that's part of the problem. Now, Justin's got to figure his thing out, but that's not what this comment is about. When you watch Jalen Carter play, he's as gifted a player on the interior as any in this league. He is a handful. And all you got to do just to know that is to see the Ravens game plan. On every single pass last night, there wasn't a pass where he wasn't double teamed. And he still got to Lamar. He still affected Lamar. But then you look at the linebacking play of the Eagles and Zach Bond and Nakobe Dean. Those two guys, they fly. They fly and they hit everything that moves. And they are smart players. They really play the game smart. In fact, the whole Eagles defense right now is just so smart, whether in man or whether they're in zone. All right, it doesn't matter. You watch Quinyon Mitchell here carry his vertical receiver, Rashad Bateman, to the safety, and then see a crosser come in Mark Andrews, and then break on it, and then just stick Mark Andrews. That's the thing that impresses me, is how tight they are from the line to the linebackers to the secondary, how they have meshed every level of defense together, okay? And then they hit you, and they smack you, and they don't stop. In fact, Nick Sirianni said the key to this game is who's going to out-physical the others. And I thought the Eagles won that battle. All the way around, I thought they won the battle. There's a play in this game when Nolan Smith hits Derrick Henry behind the line of scrimmage because Jalen Carter has penetrated, gotten off his block, and now, you know, Derrick Henry's got to change directions, and Nolan Smith hits him in the hip. And you just go, how does any back survive these kind of full-speed collisions? Like, you see Derrick Henry get hit in the hip, and his whole body just collapses. That's one hit. Now, he's a freak. He's a Mack truck. Like, he survived these hits, you know, for the most part. But you could tell it hurt him. He was slow getting up. And, you know, he's an outlier. Derrick Henry's an outlier. Most backs, how many times can they take those hits before they just start wearing down? Now, this is the age we'll get to, a separate segment one day on just the resurgence of these backs that have traveled from one team to another and the years that they're having. But I thought the Eagles, they hit them. They smacked them. I thought that they were more physical than the Ravens. And I think their tackling is outstanding. The additions of Quinion, Cooper DeJean, Reed Blankenship, now full-time safety, Zach Bond, N'Kobe Dean. Like, they've got good tacklers, really good tacklers, all the way around. And I mean, not to mention Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Isaiah Rogers playing the left cornerback position yesterday, Avante Maddox got in the game. Like, their tackling is crisp. In fact, I would say if I was a team that was struggling in that department, like let's just say the Jets, they struggle to tackle well. Just watch the Eagles. Any team that's struggling to tackle, watch the Eagles tackle. I mean, and watch them get to the football. And they're not even playing their best yet. They're not taking the ball away. They're not really popping the ball out and taking it away. Not like I think they're capable of doing. That's going to come, though. That part is coming. Okay, so look, I mean, the Ravens hung in there. Lamar was Lamar, but really they couldn't get, you know, outside of a couple of throws to Mark Andrews down the field, they couldn't get anything down the field. They couldn't get big chunk plays. They moved the ball. They had some success moving it. But then on the Eagles offense, I mean, there's A.J. Brown and there's Saquon. And there's the decisions of Jalen Hurts with that offensive line. And you got to single out Mekhi Becton because he's never played a down of guard in his life until 8 months ago when the Eagles signed him. Off the street, basically. Signed and brought him in. They didn't know what they were getting. He had an injury history with the Jets. Didn't play particularly well the last 3 years there. Whatever. Doesn't matter. They gave him a chance to play guard. Like, he's going up there against Justin Madubuike yesterday. Madubuike is a hell of a player. He had 11 and a half sacks last year. He's a pass rusher. He's explosive. Mekhi Becton stoned him at the line of scrimmage. And the tough block for guard is when the center slides away. And now you got this big space to defend. He could go outside, he could go through, he could come inside. Becton began beat. And then, you know, when you look at the fourth quarter touchdown run by Saquon to really blow the game open, the 25-yard touchdown run, I mean, it's just a power play. You know, they pull Jordan Mailata from the backside right behind Becton, who's washing Washington down, just throwing him down inside into the soup there. And Mailata came around and picked off Roquan Smith and Saquon for the fourth time this year now. Fourth time. He's run for a breakaway touchdown in the fourth quarter of a game. Fourth time. Started with the New Orleans Saints. Like, he has done it. He did it to Washington. He did it last week to the Rams. And he broke the game open yesterday with a 25-yard touchdown run. They wear you down. They wear you down up front. And A.J. Brown could beat any bracket coverage, any man coverage. They got enough pop out of the passing game from Jalen Hurts to A.J. to kind of balance it up. But that was the Eagles. They physically beat a very physical football team, and that was the difference in the game. Let's go to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati because, I mean, honestly, Joe Burrow, he could – I mean, if you're not having a serious MVP conversation, he's thrown a league-best 30 touchdowns against five interceptions. I mean – they put up 38 points. Now, seven of them were a pick six by Cam Taylor-Britt when the receiver slipped and fell down. All right, that's going to happen to Russell Wilson there. But I believe it was Pickens who fell. But anyways, they put up 31, and they lost because the Ravens, they make big plays, and the big plays just keep coming. Nick Herbig, you know, beats the left tackle, balls out, forced fumble. Third forced fumble in a row for Nick Herbig. Third game in a row with the forced fumble. Remember, 2 weeks ago he did it to Derrick Henry. All right, third game in a row now he's forced to fumble. Did it against Cleveland on Thursday night. Did it yesterday. Forced fumble, Peyton Wilson, the rookie linebacker at North Carolina State, scoop and score. T.J. Watt, you know, beats the tight end, beats the tackle, strips Joe Burrow the ball with his left hand, balls out, Peyton Wilson recovers. Cam Hayward gets his hands up, can't get home, gets his hands up, tips a pass on a throw from Burrow to the outside, and Jackson intercepts it. Like, they just make these big plays. They make these big plays on offense or on defense. And then let's just talk about Russell Wilson. It's the best game I've seen Russell Wilson play since his very, very prime years in Seattle. So it's going back at least 4 years now since he played a game where he threw for over 400 yards. And it was classic Russell Wilson. I mean, for most of the day, all he did was just check it down. It didn't matter if it was to, you know, Najee, if it was to Jalen, if it was to Cordero. Like, he checked it down all game, except he made these big plays when he wasn't checking it down. You know, the touchdown to Calvin Austin, the touchdown to Freiermuth. He made some big-time throws in the game. And he threw for over 400 yards on the road in the jungle. It was impressive because he just took the completions. Like, just played so smart and such good decisions with the ball. And when he did go uptown, he was spot on with the throw, one throw after another. Let's go to Seattle's defense here. Seattle's defense, Big Cat Williams. Big Cat Williams comes back to New York, where he was drafted 10 years ago out of USC. And he makes the play of the game, the absolute biggest play of the game. Give credit to Mike McDonald, for what he does. And he gets the guys to believe in what he's doing now. So it's third down and 8 at the 9-yard line. And the Jets are up 21-7. And they're going in to score. They're going in to score, either make it 24-7 or 28-7. They're going in. You got three receivers to the right. Seattle gradually puts seven guys up at the line of scrimmage. And it's kind of guess who's coming. Like, can you block them all? You can't block them all. There might be a zero coverage behind. Aaron Rodgers anticipating that. And he goes to Garrett Wilson, who's in the slot, to the three receiver side on a slant. And he thinks he has it. In fact, he knows he has it, except at the snap, both Jerron Reed and Big Cat Williams, they bail. They bail to the hook curl zones. And Leonard Williams is just a phenomenal athlete. And Aaron Rodgers never sees him. It happens. I don't care what the name of the back of the jersey is. He doesn't see him. He's just zoned in on the slant to Garrett Wilson. And there's Big Cat putting that big paw out there and tipping a ball up in the air and tipping it to himself and going 92 yards the other way. And instead of being maybe 28-7, it's 21-14. Huge play. They did it. You know, they made a couple of – they get Julian Love. Julian Love punches the ball out of Breece Hall's hands, and they recover it. Like, they made the plays. They made big plays. And then – so it really helped them. And now Seattle, because they played three great defensive games in a row now. And now they sit alone in the NFC West at 7-5. Now, they go to Arizona this week. They go to Arizona this week at 7-5. Arizona losing to Minnesota in the last minute. That's for first place. If Arizona finds a way to beat them, they're both 7-6. They're tied for first, and both of them have beat each other. But if Seattle continues this defensive trend, they're going to run away with this NFC West division. We'll get to that game later in the week as we preview it. And then finally, I think I was on an airplane coming back from Minnesota late last night, and I'm watching the snowfall in Orchard Park, New York. And Josh Allen, I don't know how many times this happened. If it's, I didn't listen to the stat, didn't read it today, but, you know, he ran for a touchdown on a scramble for 7 yards. He threw a touchdown to Mac Hollins. I mean, it was sticky. It was the coverage was as sticky as the snow, all right? And Josh Allen trusted his receiver to get it. And then, of course, he throws one to Amari Cooper. And Amari is hit by Renardo Green and Malik Mustafa. and there's Josh Allen trailing the play, and they just played backyard football. Just a little bit of backyard football right there, and Amari Cooper flips it to Josh Allen. He knows what to do with it. Like, he made a beeline right to the pylon. And when he thought he could reach the pylon, he dove. And anybody, I posted it earlier today, any Bills Mafia fan out there, if you want a new screenshot, get Josh Allen playing Superman, sailing through the air, right, with the ball in his hand to the pylon for a touchdown. I mean, it was really impressive. But it was just impressive. They just choked the 49ers out. They gave up a couple runs, but otherwise they gave up no big plays. Their zone defense played great. Josh, I mean, if he's not the MVP, who is?
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know there's a lot of weeks left. We've got 5 weeks left to play, so I don't want to anoint anybody yet. But it's week in, week out now where he just looks like the best player in the league. Just looks like it. The team is responding. The guys love him. You know, he's go score 4 touchdowns. They can't run. They can't, you know, they beat San Francisco. They win another game. They improve to, what are they, 10-2? There's Josh Allen and, you know, head coach making snow angels, having more fun. And that's a big part of Josh Allen's talent, is the fact that when you watch him, the game is fun. He's got a smile on his face. He enjoys it. They're winning. Obviously, that makes everybody happy. But it's really infectious, I believe. His personality, his leadership, his playmaking ability. Yeah, they've got a lot of great players. They've got a good coaching staff. They've got stability. They've just won the East for, what, the 5th year in a row? You know, they're dominating that division the way the Patriots and the Chiefs have dominated their divisions. And he's the reason why. That's what you want. You want Josh Allen. And so for my money right now, through 13 weeks, I Saquon's up there and Lamar's up there and Jared Goff is up there. There's a lot of contenders. I don't know if anybody is more deserving right now of what Josh Allen is doing, especially on national TV in the snow and the plays that he made to get Buffalo yet another win. So that's been this edition of the Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me. I'll be here tomorrow. We got a lot to break down. We got a good Monday night game to look at. Can Denver stay up with the Chargers and with the Chiefs and stay in playoff contention? Cleveland's going to have something to say about it. We'll get to that game tomorrow. But thanks for joining me today. Look forward to talking to you sometime tomorrow.